I don't understand it either. This, and she continually talks about everybody else is more confident than she is. Like, what is that?
Yeah, actually, now that you say it like that, she has had that since that damn runway date.
Yeah, yes. Where everyone had to coax her into being confident. You look beautiful, you're confident, but everyone's more confident than me. And then she went on the runway and, like, crushed it. Mm-hmm. Like, what is this? Like, begging for compliments, begging for, like, uplifting things for yourself. Like, I don't...
Oh, my God. And
it's very annoying.
I wonder how this correlates with her past.
She makes no sense to me.
Right?
It's, like, with the past that she has of, like, fucking everybody's husbands and... Yet she's up here talking about this whole lack of confidence and, like, is this an act? Yeah, like, what is this? Yeah. I don't... It's part of her character that she's putting on. Like, I'll play, like, the lowly, you know, I'm not so confident, kind of meek girl, when really I'm just, like, this badass
homewrecker.
Yeah. Like, homewrecking bitch. I wish. Like, what? I don't understand what this is.
I really wonder if she's doing that because she's so far along in the show. And she's like, damn, people are going to find out. People are going to know.
That's true. She's like, I can't go on here being this, like, confident, you know, badass when really I've done some shitty ass shit. So I need to, like,
yeah,
portray at least a meeker image on TV to garner sympathy or something. I don't know.
Like, that's what I'm thinking. Deep. Yeah.
Right. Well, back on the date with Natasha, Peter going into his little dinner with Natasha, he's, you know, saying in his confessional that he is falling in love with Madison.
Again, we're talking about Madison.
And how he can't help but compare the relationships. And, you know, going into dinner tonight, he has to be honest with Natasha. So we already know he's going to break up with her. Natasha, she's still just, like, very open. I think she feels good. She's like, I feel good about us. I feel good when I'm with you. I feel safe. But I don't know. How do you feel? Like, she always puts it back on him because she's like, I have no validation. I have no nothing to go off of. Right. I'm here now in another foreign country. You've kept me on. I've been dragging my luggage around the world with y'all, but, like, I mean, I feel great, but I can't say much more than that because I have no idea where you stand. And she said, she's like, yeah, I feel like our lives line up the way that you are, you know, how honest and open that I've been. Like, I feel like, you know, things are good, but I am kind of, she said, completely suspended until you figure things out for yourself. And, you know, she's wondering what the two of them could look like. And he, like, didn't really answer her question, which is very annoying. Like, he's not really painting what he wants his future to look like with any of these ladies.
Anybody.
He's not really fully answered any future question.
I think that future question is the moment that he's like, I gotta break up with her.
Because he's like, I don't have my answer together. I have no idea what I want. Yeah. I don't know what I'm doing here.
And, like, he knows that she deserves better, whoever asks him that.
Because he ain't got nothing figured out. His answer to her basically was, I have ideas on how I want it to go. But right now, I'm focused on finding the right person. That's not an answer.
I have ideas on how I'd like it to go. It's not that hard. You want to be your parents. Just say you want to be your parents.
Say I want to be my parents. They have a beautiful, loving relationship. Yeah. My mom has her own hobbies and does her this and that. Mm-hmm. My dad is very supportive of this and that. I envision us having kids and doing this and that. Yep. Something.
I'm a fly plane till I'm 85 and then that's it.
Yeah. Give me some picture of what this looks like. Yeah. But he ain't focused on that. He's focused on find the one, which is what he said. So, he said in his confessional that, you know, she has a lot of those qualities, a lot of great qualities, but he does feel like it's more of a friendship than a romantic relationship. And he grabs the date rose. I hate when they do this.
I know.
They
grab the rose when they're going to
send someone home. It's so stupid. Grabbed the rose and just told her, you know, I have to be honest with you, you know, with where my relationships are with other people, I just can't give you this rose. And she didn't look that shocked. I mean, she looked disappointed, of course, and was like, sure, maybe he could give it to me, but I don't think she was, like, shocked at all. He walks her out and has to say goodbye to Natasha.
Yeah.
She was a great one.
And that was sad. She was a great one. Because it looked like her double doors was an orchestra.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, damn.
Yeah, they did play the little string orchestra. But yeah, it just sucks. That was a waste of time. She didn't get a shot at all with him, and probably for the better because she's better than him. So
yeah, and she needs way more out of a man than whatever stability, this man is.
Security, offering. Somebody who knows what they want.
Yeah,
right. This indecisiveness and keeping around Hannah Ann and, you know, bringing back Alea and going back like this.
And blatantly being in love ridiculous. With Hannah B. Like, this is just crazy.
Yeah, this is, you don't need this, Natasha. No. So head on out of here. Mm-hmm. See you later. And yeah, the little, I missed it, but I'm guessing a intern or PA came in and grabbed her luggage.
Their
face was all like, oh my God. Mm-hmm. So yeah, the next day, Victoria F. and Hannah Ann are talking, and apparently Victoria and Natasha have been roommates since day one, so.
Yes, I found that quite interesting.
Very interesting. But yeah, Victoria F., she's just, like, worried because, you know, Natasha seems so confident about a future with Peter, mm-hmm. and then she went home, so it's making her question, you know, everything.
Mm-hmm.
But meanwhile, Kelsey heads off on her one-on-one date with Peter. And remember, Kelsey has already told Peter that she's falling in love with him.
Falling for him,
So Peter said, you know, for their date today, he just wants to see if he really could see a future. So for their date, they are going ATVing.
So cool.
In, like, beautiful hills and valleys. And, seem like very beautiful and fun. And then they climbed up the steep ass hill and just, you know, laid in the grass together chatting. And Peter asks her, you know, they're, you know, what are the things that, you know, you envision for your future? And he talked about he wants to, you know, do fun things like this and mm-hmm. have adventures and yada yada yada.
Which is aggressive to ask.
ATV and climb out
in the middle of Peru? That's a lot. What? How are you gonna do that in Iowa? Or wherever?
Wherever the hell. So Kelsey, she says, you know, she wants to work a couple days a week, but then also be home to raise kids and, you know, wants to find that balance and really wants to be a part of her kids' life. And, didn't really talk about a future of her and Peter, kind of painted a picture of her as a mother.
Yeah, and the security in there, because she said working mm-hmm. a couple days a week. Okay, my girl don't want to be full time. All right, you hear that? Okay,
uh-huh.
And she got some built in insurance. I know she does because ain't no part time over no insurance. So my girl has requirements.
Has requirements mm-hmm. for this husband of hers mm-hmm. and much the like income Madison. He will be making.
This girl, yes,
right. Mm-hmm. Right. So yeah, they just were like rolling around on the hill, making out, mm-hmm. all that good stuff. So they head for dinner and, you know, Peter's like, so, you know, we're going to meet your family, like potentially meet your family next week. Like, you know, tell me, you know, more about your family.
Mm-hmm.
And Kelsey, whew, we got a story or something. So she says, you know, when you do come to Iowa, you'll meet my mom. You know, she's very sweet. She's probably already baking cookies. You know, seems like a very pleasant mother.
Mm-hmm.
Her dad, she says, won't be there. Now, remember, this is her dad who, like, left the family high and dry, left for Mexico, formed a whole other family, like, all kinds of craziness. So she said her dad won't be there, and we learned that the mom and the dad hadn't actually talked in, like, 10 years.
Yeah.
So they have, like, no relationship. But she, you know, explains how shortly after she won Miss Iowa, mm-hmm. so everybody is a fucking pageant person. Did I know this?
Did we know this? Wait, what?
What? Is this a requirement to be on The Bachelor now? You have to be Miss
season.
So and so. Jesus,
a lot of pageant girls.
A lot. Season. Mm-hmm. So she said, yeah. Shortly after she won Miss Iowa, her dad reached out to her. They were talking, but then she kind of saw some red flags with him. How? You know, she tried to get deep, asking questions about, like, their past and why he did certain things. And, you know, he wasn't really giving her the answer she wanted. Did she say he said something about, like, God made him do it?
God told me to. When and he God said, told why me did to. You leave? He said,
why did you God leave the family and go to Mexico, form another family? Oh, because God told me to. So
what God are you talking about?
Right. Kelsey said, fuck that, and put his ass on ice again.
Yeah.
And then she said last year she, like, went on a trip to Chile.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I guess it sounded like a little solo, eat, pray, love type thing. Mm-hmm. That was kind of what I was picturing. And afterwards, her dad reached back out, and she kind of took it as a sign. And she ended up going to see him.
Mm-hmm.
And against, like, the better wishes of her sisters, it sounded like.
Mm-hmm.
She went to see him, and basically she's been in communications with him on the low because her mother doesn't know.
And finally, I was like, a reason to watch. Because
a reason to watch this hometown.
This is messy. Because she got to tell her mom. She got to tell her mom before this is on TV.
She has to tell her mom. Yeah. Or it's going
to
come up somehow about the father.
Yes.
So Kelsey was saying, like, she, you know, she didn't get a chance to tell her mom before coming on the show. She didn't want her mom. She doesn't want outside influences to, like, dictate her own relationship with her father. But she wanted to tell Peter because she didn't want him to walk in blind, like, in case, you know, something with the dad comes up or whatever the hell. So, yeah, we know the producers are going to drum up something. Because it's going to come up some way, somehow.
Yep.
But yeah, that's a little messy.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Peter, he just, like, commends her for, you know, her giving her dad a second chance and how it's, like, very inspiring. And, it was, like, a nice moment, like, despite the craziness and straight trifling ass mess her dad committed, it's still her relationship and her decision.
Dad. Yeah.
And I understand, like, doing it outside of her mom and, like, you know, her mom's obviously probably very hurt from the dad still. But even still, Kelsey's like, this is my dad and I want to try to form something with him. So that's her decision as a grown-ass woman.
Mm-hmm. Hey, guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.